Okay. So we're holding in Siman Reshim Gimel.
I think maybe more later, but
okay. Thank you. Sif Beis. We did the Sif. We just did the Mishabura. So holding Mishabura, Sif Katyad Alf. Mutter. So in a case where if he rented it in if it became known that he's done this by the fact that he's rented out over a period of time, so then it's mutter. See, even though again, the whole problem only was rooted in
Marisayan.
Problem is Marisayan. So if it became known, so then it's mutter. So like a chashad, because we removed the chashad. So if they tell me the mokum was to do skiris, and he did erisus, yeah, but either erisus is also mutter. So worst comes to worst, to be chashim that he did skiris, but skiris is mutter. Okay. Or alternatively, if the Merchitz was not owned by the Jew, was owned by a non-Jew. And the Jew rented it from the non-Jew, and then he sub-rented it out to a non-Jew. Rak Sakram, Skorim, Yud Beis. He says, the baby Vishem Chu was a goinim, the Huadinim Konomani, Huri, Betekim, Konish Yashaba, his Girim, Lemnikrishma, Olov, Vishis Mechosa. Even in a case where he actually bought it, but if before he moved in and started using it, he rented it out immediately to a non-Jew. So it was owned by a non-Jew. He bought it, and immediately he rented it out to this other non-Jew to take, the person is rent, the guy is renting it, paying him a rental fee and getting the profits. So there's no point where people have perceived this to be the Jew's merchatz. So that's mutter. So he rented from the case of the Romans, he rented from any Yehudi. So now, interesting case. So what'll be, it's owned by Reuven. Shimon rents it from Reuven. And after Shimon rents it from Reuven, Shimon then turns around and rents it out to a goy. So now the goy is not no shaykhus to Reuven rents it. The goy mitzad Shimon is really mutter because he's doing it with a rental. The problem is there's a marasayan, but there's no marasayan to Shimon because nobody knows that Shimon owns it. So he says, so is there a responsibility on Shimon's part to be worried about that there's a marasayan for Reuven? So he says, yes, there is. So if Shimon will turn around and rent it out to the goy, people will think that Reuven, because they don't know Shimon owns it, or Shimon's renting it, they think Reuven is the one who's dealing with it, because it's Reuven's merchatz. And Reuven is going to be perceived that he's renting out to the goy in a way which is prohibited because it's a marasayan. So Shimon has the responsibility for the marasayan of Reuven. So that's how far we're taking this concept. Okay. Then, so what happened was, again, so the case of the Ramah was that the goy owns it, the goy rented it out to the Jew, and the Jew then sub-rented it out to a goy. Because of Iskirim. Yeshar and the Iskirim is now me enam mutter ala shal yashab ba Yisrael, kama shakas v'yashab b'konah. So some argue that the most logical way to understand this halakha, or the easiest way to understand this halakha is, the Jew never moved in. The goy owns it, the Jew rents it, and then immediately he turns around and sub-rents it out to somebody else. So he never actually started working with the Americans. So that's for sure mutter. So some say that's the only case which is mutter, but he hasn't started. If the goy owns it, A, and the Jew rents it. So the case before where we discussed Mishabura in Sifkat and Yud Beis was the Jew bought it. So over there, it's only mutter, the Jew did not start using it at all. Because since he owns it now, he will get a reputation of being the owner, and etc. But here we are in a situation where all the Jew is renting it. So that the Jew's name should be that he's connected to this merchatz, even by doing something a little bit, people don't know what his status is. They know the guy's the owner, and maybe he's a worker. They don't know what his story is. So they're not going to assume automatically that he's a renter, that now he has a problem when he sub-rents to the guy. So even if the Jew actually will do work with the Merchitz, it will not necessarily make it usher afterwards. Okay. Then he says a new case. If the Merchitz is in the Beis Dirum, so the Merchitz is in a small is in a contained area, and the only people who use it are the people which live in that area. So the Shabur says that what it means is it's in a house. What do you mean? So what the Purim is saying, behind the Merchitz and a Brishus Rabbim, it's not like your public bathhouse for the whole city out in the public area. You have a chatzer, and one of the houses has a merchatz in it. So only the people who live in that chatzer, who know the story, are the ones who are using it. Everybody else doesn't even know that there's a merchitz there necessarily, and the people who know that there's a merchitz know that the arrangement is a permitted arrangement. So those who live there know that he rented it out appropriately. Those who don't live there don't know there's a merchitz there. So there's no chashad anymore. Okay. If there's people who from the outside who use it, so again, but the people outside the unit, maybe all of them know that's how it's arranged. But the point is, now it becomes known to the general public that there's Americans there, because people from the outside coming in to use it. So even if those people who come in to use it personally might know the arrangement, but the people in the city don't know, but they do know there's Americans there. So they see the Merchitz there, and it's working on Shabbos. Voice of Merchitz Zikri Mikvaro Shem Yisrael. And again, the case over here was that it was known that it would belong to the Jew. They see that it's being heated on Shabbos. They're assuming that the Jew had the guy work for him and heat up the fire, etc. Now, So we're saying, but in a case where there's a limited amount of people which use it, so then it's mutter, because assuming they all know the arrangement, because nobody else knows about it. So that all makes sense when the physical place where the Merchitz is in a private area. If the Merchitz itself, even though it's only used by a certain few people, but it's out in a public area, even if the only ones who use it are the ones who are local, are limited to that chutzner, kumakam is also though. Kol yodim sheish americans, ben kol yodim sheiskir lein yehudis. Again, you're back to the same problem. Everybody knows. Everybody sees there's americans there. They don't know the arrangement, so it's going to be awesome. Okay, kosa harbochren. I want to point out one thing. You know, if you learn the sugya marasayan. So we know that there's a concept of whatever Chazal asked of Kuzamar Sayan, even Mechadre Chedorim, it's us. Even if it's not visible at all, it's still us. So how do we understand this halacha? We're saying the problem is Mara Sayan. And we're saying, if everybody knows about it, it's okay. So why is that better than a case where I do it in my private abode and nobody knows about it? Mm. Right? So how do you understand that? So there are a few approaches to this question. Chazal talked about there's a lashon of the Gemara and the Mercy, a person she has to be careful not to bring himself in a situation where people are choshed him for doing something improper. Chashad. It says, like the Sparsha, which the Pashim Shat in the Pasuk is not referring to Chashad, it's referring to committing to keeping their commitments. And if this way, by doing so, you will fulfill your obligations to it. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Bnei Rabbein Ruben, by doing so, you will keep your obligations. Okay. But the Chazal Dar should have eaten the Kimish Amei still means that you should do it in such a way that you should be perceived to be pure. You should not present yourself an appearance which is improper. Okay. That's not that seems to be interchangeable with Mara Zion. You know, there's Mara Zion and there's Chashad. The two of them seem to be fairly interchangeable. They're both people will think you're acting inappropriately. So there is a discussion in Moshe Teshuva whether Cheshad and Maris Ayin are the same thing or not. But what he does come out is like this. There are certain cases which Chazal specifically came along and said this action is also because of Maris Ayin. They made it also. There are certain things which Chazal said, you have to be worried about the Cheshad. If the problem is that we have to worry about the Cheshad, it's if you can arrange that there's no Cheshad, it'll be mutter. When Chazal came along and asked the specific action, and they made a takana to make it osir, that takana stays in force even if you go end up being in a private area. So when the Mor says that was Chazal asked because of Maris Ayin, it's Chadra Chador, means there were certain actions which Chazal specifically addressed, and they said, you cannot do this. Whatever reason, what their motivation, because they're worried about the Maris Ayin, but they made it the action itself osir. So that becomes a prohibited action of its own. Then there's cases where Chazal were worried about this. We call it Cheshad, that people will misunderstand what's going on. So then if you can create that there's no Cheshad, it's going to be Mutter. In fact, the Chazal didn't specifically discuss that case, doesn't remove the Cheshad. I'll give an example. My wife was teaching many, many years ago, she was teaching biology. So she wanted to do dissecting of clams with the girls. So she had to go to the store and buy clams. No, that's definitely a chashad issue. You walk into the grocery store over there and buy a package of clams, right? So she asked me, is it mutter? I said, the chazal never came along and specifically addressed this specific action and said, don't buy trefa food because of Maris Ayin. But you have to understand yourself that you know, right? So if you can go to a store where there's no Jews around, it's not frequented by Jews at all, so that'll be mutter. Right, so knowing my knowledge of Cleveland and which neighborhoods have Jews, which neighborhoods don't have Jews, not necessarily is the safest thing to send it to that neighborhood for other reasons. But I sent her to buy it in a certain area. It wasn't a black neighborhood; it was a Polak, Slovak, and Czech, and Eastern European neighborhood, and there's no Jews there for various reasons.
You just mentioned
three good ones. Yeah, right. I said over there, it's not a problem. That's basically
and,
a merger.
And that'd be if a guy sees you, that's not a problem.
No.
If a guy sees that someone who looks orthodox buying clams and say, "Ooh, look what that
did." No, that did the chazal. I mean, there are cases of chil Hashem. It's a separate issue. You have to address chil Hashem.
And that wouldn't
I don't know.
They got together. I mean,
I don't know.
Look at them. They live in their own neighborhood and they act like so religious, and then they come here and
they buy the clams.
I don't know whether they necessarily. I mean, at least maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't think that they're knowledgeable enough to know the difference.
That's why you mentioned their background.
Okay, so that's what dealing with. Even when we're using the word Maris Ayin over here, really what we're dealing with is Cheshad. Yeah. We're dealing with that, Chazal didn't came along and simply answer this action per se. They said, listen, you have a responsibility to be aware of the concern of people misunderstanding it. So if we can address that, that's fine. That's not a problem. Okay, but Yesh Mekilamot, some take this and say further, who Oymed Rishus Acher Bifnei Atzmai, Shlo B'chatzera. If this was the case which Irving asked, what will be if the owner lives in a different city, lives in a different place? So the owner lives in place X, and in place Y is where they have the Merchutz, which is owned by the Jew, but nobody necessarily knows that it belongs to a Jew. Yeah, the people who live right by the Merchutz know that the Jewish owner comes once in a while, but they also know how he rented it out. So the assumption would be that anybody who's aware of the ownership is also aware of the arrangement that he's renting it out to the Goy. And the people who are not aware of the arrangement are probably not aware of who the owner is. So they're all similar to the owner as a Goy. So why there's no Cheshad in that case? So that's a kula which they're suggesting. So the Sharatzin over here in Yudches brings the sword, brings it to Nelya Rabba. He raises the question. Remember, the case was, we said that. So what was the case? The case was. that the Jew built the merchatz, or the case was that the Jew bought the merchatz, the case was the Jew rented the merchatz. But the scenario has to be, like we said before, that if immediately he turned it over to somebody else, it's more to even without all of this. So the case has to be that he lived there, he used it for a while. Right? The case has to be that he used it for a while, not that he's... So if the case is that he used it for a while, so then... even people who do not, you know, immediate neighbors are aware the Jew is using it. The Jew is, you know, taking ownership of it. And then all of a sudden the guy's working there. So what's the, he's grappling, what's the scenario that we're talking about that's going to be mutter? Okay.
I was wondering about something. You know, there's, in Kashrus, I remember there's a lot of times that when basav chalav, if sometimes other things, it was about b'shishim, and right. You're talking about hepsin maruba, if there's a tremendous loss, you know, if it's one little pot, it's one thing, but if it's five vats of soup, you may paskin differently. I'm just wondering about maris ayin, if it's different for, if you're doing it because it's convenient, or you're doing it because of panasa. Because these look like could be panasa issues. You know, I have a business and I'm selling, and so I'm just wondering, because you mentioned why it's a little different than some other maris ayin. Is it I know he doesn't say it here. I didn't see it here. I'm saying, is it possible that there's a different scale that they're using when there's an inyan of panasa, hefsid marub, and things of that nature for maris ayin? Is that a possibility?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm not aware of that.
Okay. I know he doesn't mention it, but I'm not sure why that's different than kashrus, where you sometimes you find a terem when there's
okay,
you're losing, you know, you're losing your whole supply or something. Like
yeah, we might, you know, we try. Okay. Now, last thing over here, he says, if the case where the Jew inappropriately rented it out when he wasn't supposed to. So some say that he's allowed to benefit from the money coming in, and some say not. Yeshar Mishaskar Mutter, Rechani Miskim and Deloy Pligi, the Makom the Mutter Medina. So here's the understanding of the two points of the Ramah.
The Makom the Mutter.
Okay, here's the understanding of the two points of the Ramah. So in a scenario where it's Mutter Mikra Din, it's just the Chumrah because of Marasayan, then Bidiyev and the money is Mutter. In a case where it's also Mikra Din, then you cannot benefit from the profits. The b'makom the mutter midina, can she hisker her merchatz to any Yehudi l'shana l'chaydish? But you really rented it out for a period of time, not that he's working for you. The mishum skar shabbos leka the lohu b'havlo. V'ed al shalom mishum marasayin k'nal b'sefal. The only problem is marasayin. So then v'chein b'diavad mutter the kabbalah skar meyehun yus. Now you can take the rent. Mashen kein im hisker l'yomim. The Medina also Mishum Skar Shabbos. So even if you're going to solve the problem, the guy's working for you because you rented it out to him, but you rented by the day, so now you have a new problem. You have an Isra of Skar Shabbos. So Chen Afilo Hebi and Yehudi Matzim Mos also the Kabbalah Menor Kamosha Kosov Simonation Mamei Sif Vob Skar Shabbos is also to accept. Like we mentioned to you that in the case of Skar Shabbos, you can't use the money. You would have to. So you can, normally you can't accept. In the case I told you for a Moshe, by the interest on your account, I mean, you have no way of not accepting it, but you have to give it away anonymously without any benefit. So the point is you can't get any benefit out of it. So you can't accept. Over here means you can't accept it. Okay. Simon Reishman Dalla.
So what's Mishabura saying? So, I mean, the Ramah says Yeshurim Shishkar Mutar, Yeshurim Shasur. So
he's saying that the Achronim come along and say that if you look back at the sources, it's not really a machloikas. They're talking about two different cases. The one who say it's mutter is talking about a case where the only problem is maris ayin, and the one who say that it's also talking about a case where there was a problem with Skar Shabbos. Okay. Simon Reish Mandalit. Poisig Adam, which means Masi, he makes an arrangement, im Ein Yehudi al Malacha, about a job, about work, because it's Damim. And he sets a price. And the guy is now working for himself, which means that the arrangement is I'm giving over the responsibility for the job. Suppose I'm hiring a worker working for me. He's taking over the responsibility. He's a contractor. So that's mutter. Even though he's doing it on Shabbos, that's mutter. Like we mentioned in the Mishnah before. And some katan yud in last in Reshim Gimel, that there's something called a kablan, where he's a kablan, he's a contractor. So he's taking responsibility for the job. It's his job now. So he's working for himself. He's getting paid a certain amount, but it's his job. He's paying, working for himself and paying, and that's it. So we've addressed the problem of the kablan. He's not working for you, as opposed to Skaryoim, where he's your worker, you're paying him, and then he's working as your worker. He's working directly for you. So so Kabbalah is mutter, but the problem is, again, we're going to have this problem of Marasayim. Okay? So it's mutter, but mutter more b'tzinah, in a case where it's not public. People are not aware that what he's doing belongs to a Jew. But if it was known, so if they see the guy working, they don't know that the arrangement was done as a kablanus. They'll say that he's working for you. So now, it's talking about something which the normal way of doing is one way or the other. We have no reason to believe that he did it in the way of Heter more than the way of Isser. So then there's a chashad that people will think he did it in the way of Isser. Okay, so when is that? If something which he's doing before Isser. Now, what will be if the standard way of doing it is always in the Heter Eifen? Right? So then there's no chashad. Right? For example, if I give my car to a mechanic, the mechanic is a cobbler. He's taking responsibility for the job. Right? That's standard nowadays. No mechanic says, "Well, I'm working for you as a paid worker." No, you're giving him a job, and he's doing it. So the goy shop is right there on the main Jewish street. You know. And the car says, the license plate says Rebbe, you know, right, or Bitochen or something like that, you know, or it's Bigazunt or Zygazunt or something like that, you know, right, so everybody knows it's a Jewish car. He's working there on Shabbos. So I bet you hired him working. No, I didn't. He's a cobbler, and he took his, then I gave him the job. But it's something which can go either way. It's done one way, done the other way. So that's what we're talking about right now, for so far. Okay. Now, the Fikach. A person can marry a Yehudi Libnestoy Chetzera or Kosloy or Litzisloy Sedev. Anything which is Mechubar Lekarka has an assumption of Lachas Yiduim or Forsa. So something which is building something in the Chotzer or he's building a wall or he's going to be reaping the field. And why is that Malacha B'medina Abesechat Chum? Also, the Niyak Lachas of Malacha B'Shabbos and they shall Royim Shenim Yadim Shepasek. See, if it's a place where people, Jewish people, can be will see it. Medina over here means within the city limits. The Rambam, the Rambam uses the phrase Medina sometimes referred to the city. So Mechaber is following that language. Or even outside of the city, but it's within the tchum, so somebody theoretically could walk there on Shabbos. So that's going to be a problem because people don't know that you arranged the appropriate arrangement with him. So there's a chashadish. Okay. Even if the Jew lives in a city with non-Jews, so there's only non-Jews around. So now we're worried about there might be guests, or there might be even his family doesn't know the arrangements, they don't know the details. But it's beyond the tomb of this city, so no Jew can go there from this city. It's not within the tomb of any other city where Jews might be. So there's no Jews going to be there in Shabbos. No Jew is going to see what's happening. So since you made the appropriate arrangement, the only problem is the Marasayan. There's no Marasayan, so mutter, it's going to be mutter. Okay. Now, Vayne Yehudi Sheikhlin's a new case. Any Yehudi Sheikhlin's son shall you sell Ladayar Sadeh. So the goy took the Jewish flock, and the goal was he brought it into the goy's field, that the animals should fertilize the field. The animals will he'll close them and corral them into the field, and because they're there for a period of time, they will relieve themselves onto the field, and that will act as fertilizer. The manure will act as fertilizer in the field. So that arrangement that you want to set up with to do such a thing. So I'm telling you to take a look over there in Tavku Lama Zion, which is Hilchus Chol HaMoed. Is that arrangement permitted or not? Okay.
When you say Tavku Lama, are we assuming a possibility that someone made a Ruvi Tchumen and go further, including that too, or just the actual Tchumen?
I think it's just the actual Tchumen. Because you know, I'm clear the question that maybe somebody made a Ruvi Tchumen.
Okay.
Sima Shibaru. Chetzis Domin. Okay. Sifkot Nalav. Hano Kablonis. So the definition of kablonis is that he's accepting responsibility for a job, number one, and number two, that they set up a certain price for it, so it's not, the price will not go more or less based on the amount of work. This is it, he's taking the job, this is what the cost is. So now the goy is basically, he's finished with the Jew. He's taken over all responsibility. It's his job. He's working for himself to make his money. What will be if the guy is doing it for free? He feels some level of you know, Tavis Anor means some way he got some benefit from the Jew, and he wants to pay back by doing this work. He's not getting paid. So that'll be a discussion later on. Do you have this heter? Okay, mutter. Why is it mutter? The kiman the kotzitz adaita the nafshe kovid the mar lashdi milachta. So now the fact that the goy is working on Shabbos has nothing to do with the Yisrael. Again, like Mr. Burr pointed out, it's a type of work where there's no benefit which is going to accrue to the Jew whether it's done on Shabbos or not on Shabbos. Right? It's a certain amount of work which has to be done, and that's it. Then everything is finished. Rebbe, maybe move closer because I think there's going to be some other. Sure, I'm going on over here now. The Yisrael ain't compatible, so the Jew has no difference to him that it's the weather's on Shabbos or not. He doesn't care. Deem lo yaseo hayoim yaseo lemocher. Now, deem the kamelo malachto b'Shabbos. And if the case was, even in the case of kablonis, if the Jew says, yeah, very nice, but I need my car, like Menashe said, yes, I need my car right after Shabbos. You give it in right before Shabbos. So he told the Jew, work on Shabbos. He told the goy, work on Shabbos. So that is going to be problematic. Maybe a simulation was lying, Sifal. Okay. So now, but the Mechaber says it's only mutter, it's bitzina. Hanu shehi melecha sin, it's a type of work which is not visible, it's not public. Fishen kol makirim shishal Yisrael, kumash mefarish. So it doesn't necessarily have to mean. I'm sorry. The case was, even if it's what you're doing is you're doing it in a public way, but people are not aware that it belongs to the Jew. So that's again, that's mutter. Fishen a klov makir and shisha yisrael, but kumash mefarish. Abal main hakanami the feeling who oisoisah before has yeshori, given the malacha atza and yadu shisha yisrael. Since the ma'aser, the malacha is not known that it belongs to the Yisrael. Therefore, even though you're actually doing it for Hestia, it's still going to be mutter. Okay. Shema kirin akol, because people are not aware that it belongs to the Jew. Film tzas yoredim shimalechus Yisrael. Sure, even if a few people do know, it's mutter. Va'al b'gav demuvur l'kamon b'hagol yeshar chush l'orchim b'nei beis hashiyachshu esoy. Okay, so one second. You're telling me even if a few people know about it, don't worry about it. Then you're telling me that the case over there where the guy lives outside of amongst goyim, but there might be one guest and it's a problem. Like, so now you're worried over there, you're worried about one Jew. One, and over here, you're not worried about one Jew. So what's the difference? He says, no. The difference is, show me melechas mechubur, b'stam mechubur shem balo v'nikro lov, b'chmir b'yoyser. Since in general, mechubur, things which are karka issues, are well known, that the owner, who the owner is, so we set up the arrangements. We're more machmir when it comes to that issue. So even if one individual Jew will know about it, that it belongs to a Jew and not know the arrangement, that's a problem. But over here, we're not worried about that. The fact that a few people might know about it.
In the previous simon, we were okay when the Merkel's was in the Beis Dira. We weren't worried about Neves, we weren't worried about guests. We said it's okay in that case. When the Merkel's was in the Beis Dira, we said there's no chat in that case.
The case over there was that he rented it out.
But Dafkos was a Beis Dira. Because it was a Beis Dira, it was okay.
Right, because it's the point is if in the Beis Dira he rented it out, all of his Beis Dira, so no, he's not the one getting the benefit from it.
So he worked. But he
here
worked
he's working for the Jew, but we don't know what the, you don't know how you're paying him. Over there, the case is I'm renting it out, mm-hmm. right?
So that people,
but,
you're giving a lot of sophistication to the Orchim, to Bnei Vesel. They're going to know what he's doing.
No. He's saying over there, the problem they know the Jew's not working. They see the Jew's not working. The question is, what was his arrangement? How he rented it out? Right. So they see that over here, the guy's working for him. They don't know how he's paying the goy. Over there, the goy's working for himself. The question is...
But do they know that? Do they know that he's working for himself? It's all a question.
That's just as we're going to assume that probably they know that he's working for himself.
Right, and here with the
right. Because...
What are the options here? Because I'm still looking... When we say we don't know here how they arrange, it could be Kablanos, right, that I'm paying you and you do it. What are the other options?
There's Schir Yom and Kablanos.
Schir Yom is like a harm for a day.
Skiryam is that I'm hiring a worker to work for me. And I pull a guy in, the most simple case, I pull a guy in, work. Right? So I'm not telling him he's responsible for a specific job and he's not taking over. He works, so he's my worker. I tell him to do this and then now, that later, etc. So he's working clearly for me. So down over there, that's not mutter. So the case which is mutter is where he takes as a contract, he takes on responsibility for the job. So now he's working for himself.
But even as the contractor, it's saying he has to be tzinda, right? Even as a kabbalah.
That addresses the basic din. Now you have the Marasayan issue. But people don't know how you hired him. Right. So it's tzinda, so nobody knows that you hired him, period. So then who came? But that, there's no problem.
Oh, Rabbi Wint.
Okay.
Right, but if it's known that it was a kablanus, then it can be known that, for instance, you get with the car from Wednesday to next Wednesday.
Okay, so the car, because nowadays the standard way of dealing with the car is kablanus. That's what we'll talk about later on. The case where it became, it was normal to do it either way. So there's nobody knows one way or the other.
Right now we're talking about when it's not known how you did it. That's what we're talking about.
The case was there was two ways of doing it. Both were equal.
Right.
Now we have to deal. Okay, so now that that's true, there's a potential chashad, and since it's sinner, there's no chashad. Nobody knows about it. Okay, Lefikoch. Hey, Ratzel Armor. The stam mechuber had a kilo yudum of first emes shisha yisrael. So by the case of mechuber, we assume that it's known that it belonged to the Jew. For example, you have him building chaseroy or koisloy. He's building up the chotzer or the wall. A feeling who I made b'malkim shen yedua shushaloi. Gam ken aser deshachus l'shkena v'shirim shushaloi eshdua shestiroi hu liyamin. Excuse me. See, even if the it's not well known that he's the owner of this place, but the people who are the immediate neighbors will know that he's the owner. So that's still problematic.
That's problematic, even if that industry is always done as kablanos.
No. We're not there yet. We're not touching that. We're not touching that yet. That's all. We're assuming that stop. Both ways are possible. Okay. This is today. Now, Valva Gaba Derech Hasara Larisis. So the we just said in the last sermon that the standard way to deal with the field is a sharecropper. So then people will say that the guys harvesting the field as a sharecropper. We call Malkum Moshe, still problem. Why? Like Mishabura mentioned this before, people will see at the end, Itaka walks home with some of the parents. Right? They'll see that he's not a sharecropper. They'll say, I know what Rangel's been doing with this field. Right? See, even though right now, everybody says, yeah, but Sami's enormous and everything is wonderful. But by next week, when he finishes the harvest and he walks home with some dollars in his pocket and no payers, and he's not an Oris, so retroactively you have a Marasayan issue. So the chashad will be retroactively that people will say, he's been doing it improperly. The shkiach liskar parlin liyamim lemalach. And over there, it's very common. Besides the sharecropper, when it comes to time of the harvest, you pull in a few workers to help with the harvest. So that's normal. Okay, now. Even if you tell me over here, that what about a case where the standard of the city is whenever they hire as kibbutz. So listen, guys, you guy, five guys, or you one guy over here, it will now become responsible. You deal with the harvest. You have taken over the job of the harvest. Oh, okay, so now he became fully responsible for the harvest. So what's the luck over there? Just to finish off, see if we can finish this off. Das etaz lahachmir shalaniach lenihudi lasis besada b'shabbos yomtiv. So we don't want him doing that either. Even so, koshkim abinyan abayis. And for sure, when it comes to building a house, the kati yechshuv is chayoyim shagam zehu regilus. Even if the minhag ha'ir was to do it a certain way, you can't say that there wasn't people who did it the other way. You know, it's standard one way, but still not uncommon the other way. V'yesh shemekilim bezek sheminhag ha'ir he lebi kibarlis. But if the whole city, everybody always does kibarlis. Now, v'kibarlis u'dafka shen kol ha'malachu b'kibarlis, it means the whole thing. What would it be if the manager, like the contractor, is a cobbler, and all the workers are skiryot, right? Which is very common, right? Right. The contractor contracts, but then he hires day workers. Because we don't know what the arrangement was. Maybe he's the kablan, but you're paying the workers directly. We don't know what the arrangement is over there, so that's going to be a problem. In the case of a soda, it's out in the soda that has the mile of soda. And we'll see more about that tomorrow. Okay, let's hold it here. Go ahead.